Hello, welcome to the Commit to High Performance Growth podcast. My name is Stephanie Donahue. I'm a high performance coach and business strategist. And today I have something very important to share, and it's also very exciting. So I am talking today about marketing compliance, and it's not something talked about. It's just not talked about enough in business, especially in the online business world. And I am just super excited to share that I'm newly certified in marketing compliance. And so you're among the first to know. And so I'm breaking down what marketing compliance means in this episode, why it matters for every business owner, and how it's going to change the way you think about your sales page, your webinars, your discovery calls, basically every piece of the sales and marketing of your business. And even it reaches even other areas. So I'll start by sharing first why I got certified in compliance marketing of all things. I mean, I'm a high performance coach. Why would I get into marketing compliance? Well, the reality is I work with business owners. A lot of them serve in the online space. And I felt like it was my duty, once I learned about this, that I needed to be able to let the people I know that I work with what is in compliance and what's not. Because at the end of the day, it not only serves the company to be in compliance, but it truly serves the customer as well. And that's the very important part. So I've been behind the scenes for years, behind launches and funnels and different kinds of campaigns. And I've always felt it was really important to be an ethical marketer. And there's just so many people that are more aware now of what bro marketing is and how it just feels like it's sleazy and it just doesn't feel right to be on the receiving end of that. And so that's something that when I work with my clients, I try to make sure that the things are ethical and stuff. But at the end of the day, it's also important to be in actual legal compliance. And most people these days, I would say just in general, look at what other people are doing, especially if they've made sales, if they've been in business for a while, or if they're selling programs, or they say they're a business coach. They have like scripts and templates and all these things that they just give to their clients and say, I did this, I created this with my copywriter, I'll give you access to my emails and sales pages and templates and all these things. But the thing is so many of them aren't in compliance. And so it's not serving the people who are purchasing their programs. And just many people just don't know. And so I feel that it's my duty to open people's eyes to this, that this is actually very important. And, you know, I've talked to some people about it, and they say things like, I'm not big enough for this to be a problem. But the reality is, it doesn't matter how big you are, because here's the thing, any kind of person who is in the Federal Trade Commission, whose job is to basically find people who are out of marketing compliance, they could be searching a product or service that you do just as a Google search, because they may be searching for their own support or for a friend, and they come across your work and find that it's not in compliance. It doesn't matter the size of your business. It's not like you have to make $1 million for them to start opening a case and investigating you. And so that's why we all need to be aware aware of these things, regardless of the size of our business. And at the end of the day, it truly is to honor our customers and create trust. And that's so important, because when we're marketing compliantly, we can actually market in a way that feels good and serves people really well. And there's also a myth that if you aren't marketing in compliance, that you can sell more if you're not following the rules. But the reality is there are people that work with an attorney, and there's a growing awareness of what we need to do to actually have legal marketing, and it is selling. And there's more awareness, I think, in general, around just feeling like being on the receiving end. That doesn't feel really great to have certain tactics being used, or certain scarcity or urgency tactics that at the end of the day, like, aren't completely honest, and or different testimonials that are really outlandish that maybe one person in the whole program achieved. And so it's not representing the average person's results. And these kind of things, like, they just need to be, we just need to wake up to what is good and true, and to have clarity around what our offers are, and give detailed descriptions to people so they understand what they're buying, and to also do other things like making it easily available for people to get a refund if they decide, you know, the next day that they made a mistake and they don't want to purchase this after all. These are just basic things that we as anyone selling anything just really needs to be aware of all of these things. And so there, the guidelines that are just so that are so important to know are things like when you use testimonials. That's actually low-hanging fruit for the FTC to put a hammer down on, because most people aren't following correct ways to use testimonials. And so that's the thing. I had a testimonial page on my website. I actually took it out because I didn't want to have to deal with getting proof from every single person that left a testimonial that, like, how they made their money and all these things from working with me. I thought, you know what, it's not worth it. I'm just removing that whole page from my website. And that it's just, in general, it's just a better idea to keep testimonials to just around your character as a person, how it was working with you, that they had a great experience and all those things. But when it comes to just earnings claims, it's just a dangerous territory when it comes to testimonials. And then just in general, if you're talking about any health related anything, like losing weight or certain results achieved, anything just around those things, those can be like implied claims that can get pretty dangerous. So just being aware of all of that. And then also awareness around what kind of guarantees you offer, what your refund policies are, words that you use on your sales page. Like if the offer isn't clear, if people really aren't sure what they're actually buying. And then even things like whenever you have a sales call, especially like a Zoom call or a phone call, and being aware of best practices for that as well. And then even when it comes to recording calls or recording webinars or hosting webinars, just that there's just so many things that we just need to know about. And so it is my goal to share with as many people as I can that if any of us, for all of us who are using the online space or using sales and marketing, to be able to be aware of the guidelines to stay compliant in our sales and marketing practices. And so it's just so important. And I'm not a legal expert, but I've learned from an attorney who has dedicated his life to this, and he represents all kinds of clients to help them once they've gotten into trouble or to prevent it. And so basically I have access to him and the information that he's taught me and some other people who are committed to marketing compliance, best practices. So, and that's the thing, is to say that you don't know or you never knew these things, it's not going to work to get out of being in trouble. Like if you get it, if you get legal action taken against your company, it's a pretty scary thing, and it's also very expensive, and so it's just not worth going down that road. So it's just so important to just start with a foundation of just knowing what we can say and can't say or do in our sales and marketing from the beginning. And so I just want to be able to do my part. And the thing is a really easy way to get started. If you're listening and you're thinking, you know what, I don't know if I'm doing anything, if I'm in compliance or not, like I'm pretty new, or I just have a website and I don't do webinars yet or anything. The thing is, I can work with you to do a very simple marketing audit and just looking at what you do have and starting there. It can be as simple as just removing a testimonial or updating website copy or adding a disclaimer or handling your sales calls or adding a disclosure, different kind of things. It can be some simple tweaks that can make quite a bit of a difference. And so if you're interested, contact me on my website at stephaniedonahue.co. And this has just become a really big passion of mine. And so I would love to hear from you. And I have a contact page on that site. So let's protect your business, and we can create through our brand a brand that people can trust through these simple tweaks in our marketing and sales practices. So if you or someone else you know is in business, share it with them too, and share this information with them, this episode. And let's get the word out there that we can be ethical marketers and ethical business owners and compliant, which can take us to the next level of high performance growth in our business, as integrity in what we do with our business. And I just want to help you to support you in doing what is right.
Thanks for tuning in to Commit to High Performance Growth. I hope today's episode inspired you to take action and commit to what truly matters. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. And if you are interested in working together, visit www.stephaniedonahue.co. And remember, growth starts with commitment. Keep showing up, and I'll see you in the next episode.